I think my mum was a believer, and I think she brought us up with that in mind. And I always believed in God, but didn't really know him. And he sort of only called upon him when I wanted something. And I have to say, he was always there for me. But my real encounter was after my dad died. He died in my car on the way back from the doctors, which was like really awful. I'd never lost anyone before. And it was the night before the funeral. And, you know, like you're on autopilot between the death and the funeral, and everything tastes like cardboard and you feel all churned up. And I decided not to go to bed that night. And my mum persuaded me to go, at least I would be resting, she said, if I was in bed. So I went just to keep her happy, really. And I just lied there thinking, and I just prayed. I just prayed so hard for God to get me through this ordeal, to get me through the funeral, and to be strong for my mum, really. And the next thing I knew, my mum was coming in to wake me up at 8 o'clock in the morning, which was amazing because I honestly thought I would not sleep. But I felt so peaceful and so calm. And I did get through the funeral and everything went fine.
What was it that made you call on God at that particular point? Because you said earlier that you only really called on him when you wanted something. Was that one of those occasions when you were very much in need?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are times in your life as you're going through teenage years, don't you? And things happen, or in your job, like, things happen. And I just felt that he was there, but I kind of used him in a way, you know what I mean?
And you were still quite young at this stage, weren't you?
I was in my late 20s, yeah.
And did you carry on with that relationship with God afterwards?
No, not really. No, I didn't. I mean, okay, he answered my prayer, and then I just reverted back to getting on with my life, you know. And it wasn't until after my mum died, which is probably, I don't know, it might be 30-odd years later. And that experience was, she died just before Christmas. It was 12th of December, actually. And I have two sisters who were very helpful in getting me through that time because I live with my mum at home. And I was just lying on the settee feeling so sorry for myself after Christmas. And then I just suddenly felt a touch on my head, like just a hand lying there, just for a brief second. And you just think, what's going on? But then it just went. But then I just felt so peaceful after it. And I just know that it was God's touch. But I couldn't kind of work out what had happened. So I spoke to friends about it. And quite a few said that, well, they had known it happened to people who had had a bereavement. So
how did you know? You sound very certain, very sure of the fact that it was
I don't
God's
know.
Touch,
I can't explain. It is just a feeling. It is a feeling of, like, peace. When you're all churned up and it suddenly reverts back to being peaceful. It's just, I don't know. I can't explain it, really. It's just this feeling